Hello and welcome to this, the second podcast brought to you directly from the BMW studio here at the Frankfurt Motor Show. My name is Tony Douglas and as mentioned yesterday, I'll be presenting BMW's innovations every day throughout the duration of the show. The Frankfurt Motor Show, or to give it its official title, the ERR, ranks as one of the top motor shows in the world. It runs until Sunday, the 25th of September. Today, we will focus on the vehicle first communicated as a world premiere by the head of BMW, Dr. Helmut Panke.
Here too, I would like to emphasize that similar to the X3 concept study, this is still a concept car and not yet a production model. But the clear message is that we will definitely build a BMW Z4 Coupe and bring it to the marketplace.
Naturally, what's really exciting and interesting about the Z4 Coupe concept car is the design. And here, it looks like the designers have hit the bullseye. Among those responsible for the design is head of design at BMW, Adrian van Hooijdonk. My colleague, Taufik Khalil, spoke to him earlier.
Well, one of the highlights of BMW on the International Automobile Show in Frankfurt is the Z4 Coupe. Well, the Z4 is some years on the market, but brand new. It's a concept car. Well, it's a little bit more than a concept car because Helmut Panke already announced that, we are going to build it. Maybe not exact the way as it is here, but the guy who designed it is Adrian van Hooijdonk. He is the chief designer of BMW. Adrian van Hooijdonk, so maybe you explain what is the Z4 Coupe?
Well, we've always felt in the design team that the Z4 Roadster could be turned into a really nice and fast-looking coupe. That's what we are showing here today. We've done what we call a fastback coupe. That means that the roof starts sloping down quite dramatically right after the driver and the co-driver. And it has a third door. It has a hatch, which allows to carry more luggage and easier access to this luggage. But obviously, in side view, the car looks faster this way in our minds as well.
What you did to underline how fast it is?
Well, in this concept car, we were working, like I said, from a Z4 Roadster, which has quite good proportions already. The Z4 Roadster already has a long bonnet, which indicates these six-cylinder inline engines that we have. The driver sits pretty far backwards over the rear axle, which allows the driver and the passenger to really feel what the car is doing, to really feel this good handling that the car has. And now with this roof line, I think that adds another element of dynamics and sportiness to the car. Obviously, 19-inch wheels do a little bit for the sporty impression as well.
And you have a third door?
Yes, I mean, and actually I think the shut lines, how we have resolved it, are quite interesting because you barely see them. We really try to integrate the shut lines with the design very well. And the shut line runs along the side window, but the opening is quite large. So it's much easier to load stuff and you can actually carry more stuff than in a Roadster. So it is definitely for the users also a lot of pluses on the usability side. Yeah.
Design is one side of the C4 Coupe. The other side is what's inside the car. Responsible for the product management of the C4 Coupe is Matthias Hoffmann. Matthias Hoffmann, what did BMW put into the car?
Okay, we put into the car, despite the fact that we have a really emotional design, so I think you heard something about that. So we put in a very strong six-cylinder engine with 265 horsepower. And so far, I think we have a very good combination of a very emotional design on the one hand. On the other hand, a very distinctive and agile vehicle, which makes really fun to drive.
Is this a car where I can, more than in a Z4 Roadster, take things with me, golf bags, ski?
Yeah, definitely. So that will also one target in the development, that we can combine, on the one hand, the thrilling, really thrilling driving pleasure, on the one hand, on the other hand, for the target group, they can transport, for example, two golf bags, The boot room is, for example, 300 liters, and I think this is the combination you have, will have a very pure emotional vehicle on the one hand. On the other hand, you have the possibility to transport also the days, the things you need all the day.
Are there special things concerning the interior design?
Concerning the interior design, yeah, we added here some new things, which going far beyond that what we really bring then in this car. So, but we tested some materials, and that means that we have, for example, different colors of leather. We have aluminium in it, and we tried definitely to bring the outside emotion impression you have if you come to the car also in the car. And so you have really twice this emotional feeling from the outside and inside.
Thank you very much.
So, if you're now interested in seeing the design live, then you should visit the BMW stand. The doors are open to all from this Saturday. Tomorrow, we have a real star for you. It's the all-new BMW 130i. So until then, have fun and take care.